This is part three of my interview with a Rwandan blogger. We're talking about the relationship between Britain and Rwanda in terms of development and aid, and we'll talk a bit more about that before going on to other issues such as Congo and the life of a blogger in Kigali, Rwanda. You're concerned that actually major donors aren't pushing the human rights and democracy agenda firmly enough. What would you like to see from the major donor nations into Rwanda?
Well, I mean, I would like to see a change of perspective. I've written in my blog that increasingly the world is becoming complacent with dictatorship, illiberal dictatorships, and increasingly, you know, dictatorships like China and Russia are gaining currency and actually are being endorsed as a way of life for developing countries. I want to see a return to values and to societies saying this is not acceptable. Human rights play an integral part in development.
And the Millennium Development Goals must reflect this in some
Well,
respect.
I mean, there's some conflicting thoughts on my side, because the Millennium Goals, unfortunately, haven't been able to reach consensus on democracy and human rights. Obviously, there are very many regimes around the world which are not interested in this at all. But I think that, you know, rich countries and wealthy countries, especially from the West, should still remain firm with that.
Okay. Now, what I'd like to now talk a bit about is the situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which, of course, has a very direct and indirect impact on Rwandan security. How much danger do you think that what's happening in Congo could spill over into Rwanda, and how much influence do you think the leadership in Rwanda has on what is going on in Democratic Republic of Congo?
Well, perhaps I should begin by giving a context of what is going on in the Congo. In 1996, after the genocide, about an influx of 2 million refugees fled to the Congo. About December 1996, Rwanda did invade the Congo, and after invading the Congo, a lot of refugees were repatriated, about 1 million of them, but several others, hundreds of thousands, remained in the Congo. And since then, a war has begun for lasting about a decade that has left about more than 5 million people dead. Now, a UN report leaked about 2 months ago has implicated Rwanda in a possible genocide against Hutu refugees in the Congo during that time. And so obviously Rwanda's role in the Congo has been more than transparent, less than transparent.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is clearly something the international community has an eye on, but it's not properly addressing. Do you think that's a fair characterization?
Well, I think that, first of all, there are several issues here. One is that Rwanda under Paul Kagame is accused of committing a possible genocide in the Congo, which is very grave and very serious. The UN is supposed to release the report on the 1st of September, and if the word genocide continues being in the report, then most likely we're going to see some change, or at least we're hoping to see some change as far as the interaction between Britain and Rwanda, because you can't continue supporting a regime that has been accused of genocide.
Okay, this is the end of part three of the interview. We're going to go into a final part where we'll talk about the life of a blogger in Rwanda.